You're listening to SBS News.
Decades of war take a heavy human toll. Asunta Charles from World Vision in Afghanistan says thousands have been forced to flee their homes and are now living in tents in the capital, Kabul.
More than 550,000 people have been displaced as part of this conflict, and around 59% are children. It's quite a vulnerable population.
Mark Purcell from the Australian Council for International Development says hundreds are desperate for cash, lining up at banks with no money, and people are going hungry as food becomes more scarce and prices rise.
There is a massive scale of need. Half the country, the population of the country of 34 million, that's 14 million people, are affected by drought, and so there is a real risk of malnutrition emerging.
Jennifer Tierney from Médecins Sans Frontières says the conflict and COVID are overwhelming the country's hospitals.
COVID is still quite present. We have 200 COVID patients in Herat alone right now. We've seen an increase, of course, in war wounds and in trauma cases.
Afghanistan's economy is deeply dependent on foreign aid, but with the Taliban takeover, donors like the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund have cut funding. The United Nations is pleading with countries to urgently provide more. So far, the United States has doubled its humanitarian aid this year to more than $742 million. The United Kingdom is increasing its aid twofold to $537 million. The European Union has almost quadrupled its assistance to $322 million. In Australia, the Prime Minister announced an extra $5 million on top of its foreign aid budget.
Australia will be making an initial commitment. The appeal is yet to be established, but we're just foreshadowing that we'll be making a commitment of some $5 million to that effort.
But analysis of Australia's foreign aid spending shows the annual commitment to the Central Asian nation is set to fall from $75 million last year to around $53 million this year. It's a further cut to the aid budget, which was $192 million under the Gillard government 10 years ago. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says despite the withdrawal of Australian troops, humanitarian assistance will continue.
Australia will continue to support the Afghan people through our development program, working with trusted international partners.
But the Council for International Development's Mark Purcell says Australia needs to dramatically increase its financial aid.
We need to be doubling our current level of assistance from $50 million to $100 million as a starting point. We cannot walk away from the Afghan people in their hour of need.
Aid groups are already preparing to scale up. The Taliban is offering assurances that it will not interfere with the aid work on the ground. Those in control in Afghanistan know that if they don't allow humanitarian assistance to be delivered, the international community could instead impose sanctions. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.